Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go right on out and look how futures are trading. Composite numbers here in Kansas City, March wheat, 787 and a quarter, down 9 1/4. March in Chicago's 739 and 3/4, down 4 3/4. March corn, 689 and a half, down 9 1/4. July is 680 and a half, down 10. December is 575 and a quarter, down 8 3/4. January soybean, 1409 and a half, down 8. But March, 1361, down 18 3/4. July, 1348 and 3/4, now a half, now a quarter, down 18. November at 1270, down 12. January soybean meal, 404.70, down $4. March is 397.30, down 8.30. January soybean oil, 48.98, down 41. March, 49.33, down 42.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Hi, this is Todd Gleason. Hey, join me January 25th for our Voices of Illinois Agriculture event. We'll share a little Illinois wine, eat some great Grand Championship pork, hear stories from Paul Cooley, do a little Ag Outlook with Wayne Nelson, Jackie Bakes, Steve Freed, and Gary Schnittke, and best of all, dine with Orion Samuelson. Your $100 ticket buys the meal, the show, and a signed copy of the Big O's new book. Even better, the funds raised will support the College of ACES Agricultural Communications and Hospitality Management programs. Register today at willag.org or call 217-333-9355.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Dave, I hope you're on decaf coffee like I am today.
I'm not sure if I need to have a seatbelt and a football helmet for an hour and 8 minutes away when the USDA releases its four major reports. By the way, if you haven't been listening, we do have four major reports coming out at 11 a.m. Central Time, only 3 hours of trading thereafter. We will respond to that here with a special report that will air at 12:20 to 12:29. Mike will be the featured analyst. He'll have time to see how the trade reacted to the numbers. He'll have time to crunch some of the important numbers that he will find, and then he'll come back on and let us know what we need to know for the weekend and beyond after that. But going into this report, it does appear, based on the trade this morning, that the market is preparing itself for a bearish tone.
Absolutely. Exactly right, Dave. Exactly right. After the pit trade opened especially, pretty heavy selling, pushing market to new lows, preparing for a bearish number with the wheat having a new six-month low. And in the aftermath of confirmation today, it was a question mark yesterday, but a confirmation today of brand-new Chinese 2012 bean purchases that USDA reported of, I believe, 120,000 tons. And this was about an hour, hour and a half ago. Market did not react to that. They continued to want to go ahead and try, as you say, price in a bearish report so that they're not surprised as much if anything USDA would put at them that would be negative.
So in their minds, supply not falling faster than demand at this point.
This is the key here. I mean, to me, Dave, if you look at the supply side and the demand side and you look at the fundamentals of this market, the path of least resistance to me, in my view, is higher because we've had a counter-seasonal break to the downside since Thanksgiving and because we've seen in the recent weeks that demand is increasing, ethanol demand increasing for corn, bean demand not decreasing for Chinese beans and imports of Chinese needs like the trade was worried about, and keeping on a pretty big clip of export inspections, actual exports getting out the door, and then now the purchase by Egypt of U.S. and Canadian wheat yesterday. All these things are big, big issues to me and say to me the price now has fallen enough. The cash basis has been fighting the futures market. That, again, indicates to me the price has fallen enough that the demand has been found with this market activity since this counter-seasonal break occurred. The big issue is that the path of least resistance for the funds if the November lows don't hold, is lower. And so USDA essentially, in my view, is set up as judge, jury, and executioner as to which one of those two extremes plays out the next 30 days.
Okay, so take us through, because we still have a little bit of time. Let's say, as judge, jury, and executioner, USDA gives us a report that is bearish, and then also take us through a report that is bullish. And for corn and beans, take us to where futures could move in 30 days.
I think that if the USDA comes out with a bearish report, that the, especially in soybeans, where the U.S. carryover goes above 130, and that's last month's number, if we go above 130 and there is nothing surprising in the corn or wheat to offset that, and especially if the corn ethanol and export numbers are lowered in combination with a bean carryover increase above last month's number, I think beans lead us lower. Front-end beans have the potential of $1 to $1.20 lower on the charts. In front-end, 60 to 70 cents lower. New crop Novi probably hits support at $12, and so that's where the hedge mindset would be: hedge for the next 30 days or $12, whichever you get to first if these November lows don't hold after USDA comes out. Bearish report is beans, and beans is the carryover level that I'm at. I'm the lowest number on the totem pole at 107 million bushels based upon demand, and not an aggressive demand pace, a demand pace that says we won't back down. And that puts the beans in the driver's seat to the upside. Wheat weather then gets looked at more aggressively, and short covering probably comes in on weather and wheat in the southern plains. Supply reduction brings weather market back. Supply increase brings back and keeps the end user in the driver's seat and hand to mouth.
Seems to me at the end of the day today on the beans, we might need to see March beans on the front end month with a settlement maybe above 394 and three quarters or thereabouts that would show us that we do have a bullish result and might be moving in that direction.
Yeah, I mean, January beans needs to hold $14, and I think your March bean of a number of 1394, 1395 is right on the money. I think that this is where, if the carryover level does go down to 107, you're talking about on the price model matrix that I use, you're talking about being able to get back to 1575 area in front-end beans to, guess what, ration demand. And that's really what it's all about based upon what USDA gives us. Does the trade realize that we're not rationing bean demand or not? Did the grain stocks report and the ending stocks numbers jive? And does the trade feel confident that the meal needs to stay above $400 a ton? These and you can see the charts are saying the exact same thing.
And then for the corn, it seems to me that at the end of the day, when we put all the reports on the table and look at them side by side, it will probably be the quarterly grain stocks report that will give us direction on corn.
I think that's right, and I think the other thing going for corn is that the wheat weather is not improving, and Kansas City wheat's been the leader to the downside. That just doesn't make any sense to me and doesn't make me think that the corn market has a good reason to keep going down. And I would also add that I think, Dave, going into the report, probably the corn has been priced in the most bearish in terms of demand. If I talk to a lot of people in Chicago, one of the things that kind of consistently comes through is the idea that, well, our exports are weaker, our demand in ethanol is weaker. I think the trade has priced some of that already in. So a sell the rumor, buy the fact report type thing on corn could be seen. I think 825 carryover on corn is a big number. You go above that level, I think the trade's probably going to have to deal with some more bearish attitude.
Thank you very much, Mike. Okay. We will talk to you at 12:20 this afternoon, and we'll see where we're at when the dust begins to clear.
And that's Eastern time, correct?
That's Central time.
Central time. Okay, thank you.
12:20 Central.
You bet.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Zuzolo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace for you. March corn is 687 and three quarters, down 11, now down 10 and three quarters. July, 680, down 10 and a half. December, 575 and a quarter, down 8 and three quarters. January soybeans, 1411, down 6 and a half. March, 1360 and three quarters, down 19. July, 1349, down 18 and a quarter. And November, at 1270 and three quarters, down 11 and a quarter. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3. Urbana.